We're going to have some cultural flavor come our way, some consciousness in the way of a brother by the name of Head Rock. He's a hip-hop artist and social justice activist. He's called the mayor of DC hip-hop. He's been on the scene for more than 20 years. His artistic work and activism is well respected across the U.S., especially within progressive and social justice communities, often being invited to participate and appear at important rallies and gatherings alongside the most prominent iconic names in the movement of our time. Without any further ado, we ask Brother Head Rock to come on.
Hello to everyone out here today. I said hello.
Hi.
Pardon my where I may disconnect on the cultural thing. I'm sorry. My Arabic is Shwe. I know I didn't say that right, but you know. I want to first give honor to my daughter, who is half Arab. Her mama being of Palestinian and Iraqi descent. So it is very important for me to be out here advocating for my people. And that's how I look at this. And I also like to also point out how significant it is to be in the capital of the United States of America, a place that has no democracy for its citizens. How many DC residents out here? Right? So we're living in that same type of situation where our needs are underrepresented and we're being sabotaged and menaced out of the fruitful existence that is so promised to everyone on the planet. I am a musician. I've written songs about... I am a musician. I've written songs about the Arab movements for freedom in this world, and also freedom of all peoples on this planet. I want to share something with you. But first, I'm going to get you started on something. This song is from my album called Negrophobia. It's called Free Palestine. And the hook is real simple. It goes, free, free Palestine, free. Free Palestine, free. Free Palestine. You got to say it like you believe it now. Free, free Palestine, free. Free, and you gotta hit that free. Free, free Palestine, free. Free Palestine, free. Free Palestine, free. Free Palestine, and the verse goes, what if one day Native Americans decided they want their land back undivided? How would the world react? Where would you be at? Whose side are you inclined to back? Similar, in fact, that's little difference. The Palestinians pre-existed. European occupation. First British, who later passed on to European Yiddish. Victims of the Holocaust, displaced. Who, when asked when they wanted to go, this place called Palestine came to mind. Historical texts, they say, provided the line that they were entitled for their survival to return to Canaan, and upon arrival proceeded to settle the land, but it needed cleansing. So Palestinians were weeded. You see, the claims of the Europeans superseded the rights of indigenous people ceded in a land where they lived and coexisted with other tribesmen, similar and different. His story is so often twisted to fit whichever faction dismisses honor, justice, rights, trust us. You in trouble when they bust they muskets. Free, free Palestine, free, free Palestine, free, free Palestine, free, free Palestine,
free Palestine.
Come on, free Palestine, free. I know we got drums out there. Free. Free Palestine, free. We wanna get this word out. We gotta make some noise out here, family. Can't act like we scared out here advocating for what we believe in and our rights, all right? Gets me in a lot of trouble, as you can imagine. But it's fun, because I get to hang out with all you wonderful people, right? Clap, clap, clap. This next piece is called The Morning Messenger. And it goes, wake up. It's mainly, I don't believe in preaching to the choir too much. This is the choir out here, so I'm glad we got the big PA system out here so it can boom across the folks who wondering what the heaven it is we doing out here. So it goes, wake wake up to what's going on. Like Marvin said, sleepyhead, rise up out of that bed and reject the brain dead prepared propaganda that we being spoon fed. Cause while we've been sleeping, they've been creeping and gone off, killed a million plus in Iraq. In Palestine combined, Afghanistan intertwined, woven with Lebanon, a supremacist design emerges. Now it's the same one that regulates FEMA, decided who live and die in Hurricane Katrina. Extreme pompous in their demeanor, had us up in arenas, treated New Orleans like Baghdad, complete with sandbags. One for the water, the other for the slaughter. Either way, clouds another day for our sons and daughters, following the orders of those who say the border's in danger of being overrun by strangers. Now get this. Descendants of the natives now seen as invaders by descendants of the enslavers, the land takers. The fornicators of truth, the spin doctors to rally the truth. They purpose to awe and shock ya. These news anchors are television rock stars. Even weathermen are popular with their Doppler. Smoke and mirror obstruction productions privately bankroll the broadcast destruction. And the facts are blackened out with lump sums, hidden for ages till no one longer wants them. That's the morning messenger. I got one more I'm gonna lay on you. I am from, thank you. I am from this place that you stand now. Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, most powerful nation in the world. This place is not a state. It is not a state for a reason, a very particular reason. It is because it is the home of the majority black and brown population within its borders. They don't want us to have a vote in that Congress. They don't want us to tip the scales, tip the balance of what's going on in America. And that's the reason why. So let me encourage all of you to be involved in what's going on right here in the nation's capital as we fight for our self-determination. And it could be that solidarity and that fellowship moment that we can use to reach out to other peoples around the world doing the exact same thing. This song is called Chocolate City Rocks. It goes, I'm from a place with southern hospitality, with northern sensibility, formalities. Where black and brown folks endure the maladies, but set upon a slaving for a salary. Now, the patriots work to paint a pretty picture, but if you rollin' with them niggas, they'll come and get you. In district court, black skin is a fixture. Gentrification is the sweet elixir. Hey, they on a mission to eradicate black consciousness in the district. They salivate to do their dirty work. House niggas create legislative hate in this place that's not a state. We meditate by cranking at the go-go. Funk, rock, and soul. For them Congos, we lose control. Run, tell your mama and your daddy that we won't stop. You know why? Cause Chocolate City rocks. This is the home of Marvin Gaye. Second verse dedicated to Marcus Garvey. Happy birthday, brother Marcus, for that red, black, and green. Thank you very much, so very much for those liberation colors. That red, black, and green, that RBG sitting up in the black. It's no coincidence that people fighting for their freedom around the planet, they choose the red, black, and green. I've been peeping that in world events. This is the home of Marvin Gaye, soul singer, Duke Ellington, Roberta Flack, a dead ringers. The legends who have moved here and seem to linger. And Chuck Brown is Chocolate City. It's a humdinger. They won't let Pops in the Hall of Fame, even though he's the godfather. They know his name. We disappointed and we know the pain. That's why we do the thing with the rhythm like it's Novocaine. High mallet tap, boom bap, move your body, sipping. I'ma let that go, because I know the crowd I'm in. Neighborhood beef is not invited. No longer divided. Tonight we are united. It's time to bring Chocolate City back. I for one am sick and tired of playing pity pat. It's time to free Palestine, y'all. I for one am sick and tired of playing pity pat. And you can holler to your mama, but we won't stop. Will we stop?
No.
Cause Chocolate City rocks. Free, free Palestine. Free Palestine, free, free Palestine, free, hand up, you believe? Free, free Palestine, free, free Palestine, free, very much. Woo!